Trump expects to speak with Putin this week after Ukraine agreed to USA's ceasefire proposal. By Nick Gilbertson on March 11, 2025. President Donald Trump said he expects to speak with Russian President Vladimir Putin this week now that Ukraine has accepted a potential ceasefire deal negotiated by the United States, which is contingent on Russia also agreeing to it. Trump spoke to reporters about Ukraine's agreement to the potential ceasefire soon after news of it broke while the president was checking out Teslas with Elon Musk at the White House. "Very importantly, and I said it, Ukraine. Ceasefire, just agreed to a little while ago. Now we have to go to Russia, and hopefully, President Putin will agree to that also. And we can get this show on the road," Trump said, flanked by Musk and his son, X. Trump emphasized, "We want to get that war over with." After stating anywhere from 2,000 to 4,000 Ukrainian and Russian soldiers are killed in a given week, and civilians are being killed outside of that, citing intelligence reports he receives. "I think it's a big difference between the last visit you saw at the Oval Office and that's a total ceasefire. Ukraine has agreed to it, and hopefully, Russia will agree to it," Trump said. "We're going to meet with them later on today and tomorrow. And hopefully, we'll be able to wipe out a deal." Trump also said he expects to talk with Putin as soon as this week. "I'll talk to Vladimir Putin, yeah," he told reporters. "Look. It takes two to tango, as they say, so hopefully. He'll also agree, and I really think that would be 75% of the way. The rest is getting it documented and, you know, negotiating land positions, etc." When asked if he would speak with Putin this week, Trump replied, "I think so." In a joint statement, the State Department and the Ukraine Ministry of Foreign Affairs said that Ukraine expressed readiness to accept the U.S. proposal to enact an immediate interim 30-day ceasefire after a meeting between Ukrainian officials and Secretary of State Marco Rubio and National Security Advisor Mike Waltz in Saudi Arabia Tuesday.